From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia endorses plans for a third round of talks on Syria. The United States and Russia appear to have bridged some of their differences on the issue. After meeting Tuesday with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Russian leaders endorsed a plan for a third round of talks in New York this Friday to discuss a political transition in Syria.
We want the same outcomes. We see the same dangers. We understand the same challenges. And we all believe that a united, non-sectarian Syria represents the future, and we also agree that it is a future without Daesh.
Kerry met with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow. The U.S. Defense Department said Tuesday security in Afghanistan has been deteriorating over recent months. As the United States limits its military engagement, the Taliban has been more successful in launching attacks on Afghan forces. Nine presidential contenders are taking part in the fifth Republican presidential debate. The debate in Las Vegas, Nevada, is being dominated by national security and terrorism issues. The debate is taking place less than 2 months before the Iowa caucuses, the crucial first nominating event of the primary election season. The United Nations Human Rights Council says it will hold a special session on violence in Burundi later this week. This will be the first such special session for the group since April, when the Human Rights Council convened to discuss terrorist attacks and human rights abuses by the organization Boko Haram. The United Nations opened peace talks Tuesday in Geneva in a bid to find a durable settlement to the crisis in Yemen. An envoy announced the start of the week-long ceasefire, saying the goal is to make that ceasefire permanent. This is VOA News.